Good morning, Memphis. It's time to start your day with the Pledge of Allegiance, brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Luke. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a ring size? We can do it. I'm David Weimer, and we are Weimer's Jewelry. Most sizing done same day, if in by noon. Weimer's Jewelry, 7525 Stage Road, the shops of Appling Way.
Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, October 5th. Hope you had a terrific weekend. 29 short days until Election Day. And with such a short time to go, the Shelby County Election Commission releases details on how the FedEx Forum here is going to serve as a site for counting all of those absentee ballots. President Trump clearly on the mend. He goes for a car ride, even though he's still being treated for coronavirus. Should he have done this? The Mighty 990 Facebook page, wow, exploding with your comments. I happen to think he has a case of FOMO. Fear of missing out.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
Today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile. And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House, where he can continue his treatment course.
All right. Well, my crystal ball says that the president is going to walk out of the hospital today and go back to the White House. That there, by the way, was Dr. Brian Garibaldi from Johns Hopkins, who says that the president could be discharged as early as today. Now, here's what's going on, folks. If you're just waking up and joining the party, the president last night gave a 1 minute I get it speech, and he recorded, you know, a little ditty, if you will, saying that he gets what's going on with coronavirus and that he was going to surprise the people outside, hundreds of people outside with American flags and Trump 2020 flags.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it and I understand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA and we love what's happening. Thank you.
And on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, Lisa checking in. Yes, he wanted to and needed to let everyone know that he is fine. Your comments coming up at 901-260-5926. At 7:08, we turn to the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line. Mike Williams joining us behind the badge. KWAM weekend. Mike, good morning. What were your thoughts when you saw President Trump taking a little whirl there in the mini beast car?
Well, you know, I definitely, first of all, I want to wish President Trump and his wife and everybody that's affected, I wish them well. I'm a little concerned, though, about those Secret Service individuals that were actually in the vehicle with him. I definitely know he needed to let the world know that the United States still has a commander-in-chief that's available. And I kind of heard, too, on the intro, I also think that he definitely didn't want to be left out. And, you know,
he's got the FOMO. You agree with me? He's got the fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yep.
Because
I think
because
so, too.
The campaign goes on, you know, the campaign goes on. And, you know, Biden is out running around the country and him and Kamala Harris. And he definitely wanted to make sure that he didn't miss out as well on opportunities. So, like I said, we wish the president well. America is the greatest country in the world, like he just said. And, you know, we hope him a speedy recovery.
And understandable, Mike, that you are worried about the law enforcement that does protect him. That's totally understandable. Wanted to get to the fact that there was a vigil over the weekend for the woman who was found shot to death on Lamar, found in the street. Is there, what is the update on that investigation as you know it, that terrible story?
Well, you know, as usual, it's close hold. They're definitely out there trying to find individuals that are responsible for it. You know, unfortunately, we did hit the mark. We blew past 228 homicides. We're already in 230-something homicides right now, and we still have the rest of October, November, and December to go in this year. So we're going to set a record, and that I hope we never achieve again, but we're on a course to blow that 228 out of the water. And unfortunately, it was a teenager that was the individual that actually broke the record. We had a 12-year-old that was shot and killed here in the city of Memphis. And the violent crime goes on, you know, as we go through this pandemic and as we continue to try to get through everything else that's going on. And the city of Memphis, my heart just goes out to them because, once again, as I said, you know, that means there's some mother that's picking out caskets for their children. And I think we had a 16-year-old that was killed as well.
Just a terrible situation. I want to share this with you, Mike. I had a chance over the weekend to look back on the Robin Walensky page, which I use for this show. I have a personal page, and then I have the Robin Walensky page, and people are feel free to like it, and I always tag the Mighty 990 and Wake Up Memphis on it. And in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, I was monitoring which of my stories have the most views. The record, Mike Williams, the record, is a story I posted. It was a graphic from Fox News, which showed percentages in cities and, it, you know, how much crime is up year to date. And Memphis up over 54% on this list of top 10 cities in America. And you know what, Mike? Normally my posts get anywhere, you know, from 50 to 200 views. Do you know how many views that page got? Over a thousand. Over a thousand people here in the city of Memphis. These are my wake up listeners that viewed that page. And that tells you something, Mike Williams, that crime is the number one thing that people are worried about here in our city.
Yes, people are very concerned. And I, as a citizen and no longer an active police officer, but I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about the citizens of this city. You know, we've repeatedly approached council members and individuals that are responsible for funding the police department. And that, you know, that is one of our number one concerns because, you know, it's one thing to be able to go out in amongst the people and just to live and feel that you have the ability to move freely in this country and in this city in particular. You know, when you look at per capita, Memphis has about 650,000 individuals in this city. And when you look at the number of homicides that are occurring, and we're not even talking about the violent crimes, you know, we thank God for Regional One, because they're saving so many people that are being shot on a daily basis in this city. And, you know, nobody knows who's going to be the next person because it's not relegated to one particular area in this city anymore. You know, you could be anywhere in this city and become a victim of a crime.
I mean, look at the woman, the tourist who had her, look at the woman, the tourist who had her tires slashed a few months ago. She was touring the Lorraine, right? I mean, here's somebody who had, she came back, she had no tires on the car. I want to mention, Mike, just in our remaining minute here, we have this suspicious, intentionally set house fire in South Memphis. Obviously, detectives, you know, obviously fire investigators, but also police looking at that address. Was there, what was going on there? there, East Trigg near Pond, brought under control that fire, but they say that it was suspicious. No working smoke alarm. And for the fire department to come out and say it's suspicious, there's something going on there too. Again, you know, we don't want to speculate, but I thought I would just, you know, bring it up to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have so much gang activity that's going on in this city, and a lot of it is in response to either drugs or turf wars or some kind of personal vendetta. When you talk about things of that nature that could be suspicious, and you, like you said, we don't want to speculate, but I definitely know that there is a move in this city, and there is gang wars that are going on in particular areas of this city. And the thing about it is, nobody's safe. You know, back in the day, you dealt with individuals on an individual basis. But now, if I can't get to you, I get to your family, you know. And that's a scary thought, Robin, when you're in a city like this. And you're going to need a police presence and a strong police presence to be able to deter. Police are not the only answer or the solution to stopping the violence. But at the same time, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't do a lot of things because we knew that there were going to be consequences for our actions. And a lot of these young people now feel as though under the guise of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, that the microscope is on the police. So therefore, they feel as though they can get away with certain types of crimes or just about any type of crime and not be held accountable for it because somebody's going to come to their aid.
No consequences, a very bad thing. Mike Williams, we appreciate you here on a Monday, and you stay safe, my friend. We will be talking with you next week. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Have a good show.
You too. 716 here as we bring in Kenny Bozak and Grace Baker this morning. Let's hit the trivia.
When I was in school, you know, we used to sing something like this.
America the Beautiful, one of the most beautiful places in our country, is Mount Rushmore. Ray Charles there. What city and state is Mount Rushmore in? Kenny, have you ever been to Mount Rushmore?
No, but that's kind of a bucket list thing because I've got a friend who's up there right now, in fact, just posted a picture on Facebook the other day, and it's like just it looks magnificent. I got to go at some point. Got to go.
I hit it July 4th, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, a trip I'll never forget. Miss Grace, have you ever been there?
No, but it's on my bucket list too, Robin.
All right, we've got two bucket lists. When I win the lottery, I'm going to take you both.
Let's
go.
One
of the most amazing places in the country. If you're a patriot, check it out. What city and state is Mount Rushmore in? 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Back right after this.
He crowned that good. Save it, brotherhood.
You early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation and those deployed on the front lines worldwide to ensure our freedom, let's join as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This salute courtesy of Brimhall Maintenance Services, specializing in all heating and air conditioning needs. They also service commercial refrigeration systems. Call 901-550-4845 for Brimhall Maintenance Services. On the air, saluting our troops.
I think we're all more or less up to speed with the insanity that is 2020, the election, the COVID, the justices, the demonstrations, the riots, etc. We will be trying to keep it all straight and bring you the straight scoop on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Who knows where we'll be on Trump's COVID situation? We'll be tweeting all weekend long, so follow us, but join us for a whole week of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common.
they all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. for Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. Next week, my guest is Drew Johnson. We're going to talk about stocks and bonds and why it's important to know the difference. Scott Jordan and Michael Powell talk about credit repair with your 401k and knowing how to prepare for retirement. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM 990, FM 107.9, helping you make the most of your money.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Fall is here, so there's no better time than now to clean your furnace. And there's no better place to call than Brown Refrigeration. Take advantage of Brown Refrigeration's fall cleaning special. For just $79.99, they'll clean out your heating system before the chill of winter arrives. Give Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 to take advantage of this fall cleaning special. Offer ends October 31st. Brown Refrigeration, serving Memphis since 1979.
Did you know that every year, almost 58,000 police officers are attacked in the line of duty, and nearly 1,000 officers have been injured in just the last month during these riots and protests? So many of these police departments and cities don't cover their injuries well, but the Wounded Blue is here to help. We offer wounded officers help with telemedicine appointments, post-traumatic stress counseling, and more. Help support our frontline responders. Give today to thewoundedblue.org/donate. That's thewoundedblue.org/donate.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
When I was in school, you know, we used to sing something like this.
Oh, beautiful. 7:22 here on Wake Up Memphis. If you're just joining me, Robin Walensky broadcasting live for you from the Brim Snack Food Studios. Little Ray Charles to start your week. Some upbeat feeling, sentiment, president getting better, being treated for the coronavirus, and our trivia question of the hour. As we speak about presidents, what city and state is Mount Rushmore in? We turn to line one, Arnez from Horn Lake. Arnez, what city and state is Mount Rushmore in?
That would be Keystone, South Dakota.
Well, you have... Yeah, South Dakota's right. You fly into Rapid City, so we're going to give you, you knew South Dakota, we're going to give you the prize. Arnez, let me ask you this, my friend. When you saw the president upright, standing, talking, walking, looking better last night, and then getting into the mini beast, you were supporting this or not supporting this? Should he have done it or not?
I don't think he should have done this because, like I said, when you have this virus, you're supposed to basically be, you know, pretty much locked down from most of the world for at least a week, maybe. I say at minimum 10 days. Okay. I just thought it was just, and I understand you always want to go see your supporters and everything, but, you know, you'll have plenty of time for that later on. It's like, it just wasn't necessary. Like, you literally got diagnosed. What was it, even 5 days ago?
72 hours.
Yeah, 72 hours. Like, I know people when they had this virus, they were like literally shut down for weeks at a time, sometimes even months. I mean, it was just a poor judgment call. It's like, I understand you're the president, and pretty much, you know, the Secret Service, they're going to do whatever you say, you know, and that has been known with presidents throughout the past. Like, they were, the Secret Service, like, no, you shouldn't do this, but at the same time, you're the president, they're going to do what you say. It was just irresponsible, and the sad part about it is, like, the drivers, that the people that were driving him, they're going to have to quarantine for the next 2 weeks. So, it's just, it was just irresponsible. Like, nobody wants to see anything happen to the president, and this is, unfortunately, the biggest health crisis that a sitting president has faced since the attempted assassination on Reagan.
Oh, but, yeah. That is for sure, Arnaz.
Yeah, but it's, like sure. I said, it was just a very poor judgment call. Just I don't see what the reward was. I mean, yes, you want the country to know, like, okay, I'm doing well, I'm on the bend, I'm being treated, but at the same time, you also know part of that treatment is pretty much to be shut off pretty much from the world.
Well, Arnaz, so, we really appreciate your voice here on Wake Up Memphis. Before I let you go, what do you think of this program, Wake Up Memphis, and our new rundown here on KWAM?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I try to listen to it every morning when I'm in the car, every morning when I try to get off work. I truly enjoy it. I truly enjoy hearing all forms from the political spectrum. Because I feel like that's what's missing. It's like when you only want to hear your voice or only want to hear your point of view on things, like, that's how it's just never a good thing. You just have to hear from all spectrums, and I definitely enjoy hearing you guys' perspectives. So I'm a
fan. Thank you, Arnaz.
Really,
you know, I want to say this to you, sir. It's not about me. It's about you. And I like having folks on from the left and the right. We've had KFC Cohen on this program. We've had Marsha Blackburn and everyone in between. So, Arnaz, I really appreciate you and your thoughts here this morning. And please hold the line for Miss Grace Baker, because you win a great prize from the Mighty 990 Prize Closet. Have a great day. You're welcome. 7:27 here on the show. As we continue the conversation, Kenny Bozak, where are you on this? Do you feel that the president, are you with Arnaz, that there was no upside to it and now others are in danger? Or do you feel, you know what, he's the president of the United States. I believe he has FOMO, fear of missing out. He wanted to see all of these people. Kenny, I'm going to play the sound for you. Hundreds of people there outside, Kenny, of Walter Reed. And then here comes this guy screaming out to the president.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. Oh, there he is.
President Trump, we love you, Kenny.
Wow, that's very impressive. You know, and obviously, Arnaz makes a compelling argument. I get it. But when he checked into Walter Reed on Friday, and I saw those people waving flags and holding up well-wishing signs right outside the entrance of Walter Reed, the first thing I thought was, the first opportunity he gets to go out and greet those people, even through the thick glass of one of those Chevy Suburbans, he's going to do it. And I think that's okay. I'm sure that anybody who was sharing airspace with him in that, as we call it, the mini beast, they were probably masked up and doing all the appropriate precautions. And I don't see anything at all wrong with what he did. He's sending a message to the world that everything's fine, the president is well, and he's in control.
And Karen, thank you, Kenny. And Karen checking in with us on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, which is, wow. Yes, he is not a prisoner of the president. It was nice what he did for his supporters. Leave the man alone. Stop questioning everything he does. God bless our president! Exclamation point. Michelle checking in. What's the big deal? They all had a mask on and PPE in the car. Pat checking in with us. Honestly, anything he does or doesn't do, the media, like vultures, will pounce on him. 7:29 here on the show as we roll on. Coming up, we've got Andy Montgomery, longtime conservative radio voice here in Memphis, joining me. big show this morning as we wait and see if the president gets out of the hospital this morning. But right now at 7:29, we turn to Todd Starnes. News and commentary, his program coming up for you from 11 to 2 today. Be right back.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The 2020 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to Americans Harvey Alter and Charles M. Rice, as well as British-born scientist Michael Houghton for the discovery of the hepatitis C virus. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and prize money of over $1.1 million for the three scientists to share. The medicine prize carries particular significance this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization notes that there are some 70 million cases of hepatitis worldwide every year and 400,000 related deaths. President Trump has declared a newfound appreciation for the seriousness of the coronavirus. His comments yesterday came during his third day of hospitalization for the disease. Facing a conservative turn now, the U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today with eight remaining justices meeting by telephone. This is SRN News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half men, half motorcyclers.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
It's time to move beyond the regrets of yesterday and the problems of today, and instead, discover that your best days are ahead. Don't miss David Jeremiah's It's Time to Move Forward online special. Dr. Jeremiah is joined by Sheila Walsh, Levi Lusco, and Anthony Evans as they share a message of hope for today. Hope to see the future with great expectation, to stand firm in the promises of God, and to move forward no matter your circumstances. Available to watch right now at moveforwardevent.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. A 16-year-old boy was told by his teacher to remove a Trump 2020 flag from his bedroom wall under the threat of punishment. The student at Colusa High School in California was in his bedroom participating in an online chemistry class when the teacher demanded the flag be taken down. She gave the kid 15 seconds to comply. The student's mother says she doesn't blame the teacher. She blames the school board for not giving clear guidance on what kids are allowed to have in the privacy of their bedrooms. And it's not just in California. A Florida fourth grader was suspended for having a BB gun in his room. The public school crowd seems to be under the impression they can govern how children behave in the privacy of their homes. They actually think they can do a better job of raising your children. Be sure to listen to my national radio show live noon to 3 Eastern or download my free podcast at toddstearns.com.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation and those deployed on the front lines worldwide to ensure our freedom, let's join as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This salute, courtesy of Brimhall Maintenance Services, specializing in all heating and air conditioning needs. They also service commercial refrigeration systems. Call 901-550-4845. For Brimhall Maintenance Services, on the air, saluting our troops.
From Bale Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990. Brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Well, good morning. They're still working this crash out here. It's causing a mess, actually, on 240. It's eastbound here at Walnut Grove. That's 240 eastbound at Walnut Grove on this accident. It's got traffic slow go. It's still busy up through DeSoto County right now on the interstate. No surprise there. Watching it build pretty good on 55 into South Haven. Hey, when it comes to jewelry, nobody treats you better than Weimer's Jewelry. Go see David at 7525 Highway 64. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Crisp, clear, and cool this morning, sunny and mild this afternoon. Temperatures will climb back into the mid and upper 80s with light north and northeasterly breezes. We drop into the mid 40s once again tonight, but we'll be warming into the upper 70s and low 80s over the next several days. Spencer Lee's transmission has moved just up the road, now at 6900 Sarton, just off Goodman Road West in Horn Lake. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA, and we love what's happening. Thank you.
President Trump there in a one-minute video last night that he did standing upright. Saturday, we saw him seated at a desk. He looked a little washed out on Saturday, but boy, last night, what a difference 24 hours makes. And the president might actually be getting out today. Listen to his doctor from Johns Hopkins.
Today, he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile. And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House, where he can continue his treatment course.
Now, that newser was yesterday, Sunday, in the lunchtime hour, Dr. Brian Garibaldi there from Johns Hopkins, who says that the remdesivir, which is a five-day treatment experimental that the president is getting, the last two treatments he could feasibly get at the White House. They do that intravenous for folks that are wondering how that is administered. 7:36 here on the program, hour two, Wake Up Memphis, as we stream live for you on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. People checking in on whether the president should have gone in the little mini beast and he took a drive around Walter Reed in Bethesda to see the hundreds of people who were out there last night. Now, let's check in on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line with our friend Andy Montgomery. You know him, longtime conservative radio voice here in Memphis. Andy, should President Trump have gone for the little ride around the hospital last night?
Robin, you should know by now the man can't win. You know that. It matters not what he does, the guy can't win. To his opponents. So the president wants to thank his supporters. So he temporarily leaves the medical suite to say thank you. And you know what? I call it his victory lap. I mean, did you see the response from the supporters over the weekend? I mean,
It was hundreds. Wild. And Andy, knowing you were coming on, I cut this piece of sound. Just listen to this. You're going to hear the cheers.
Okay.
And then there's a guy about 10 seconds in. Let's listen to this together.
Okay.
Hundreds of people. Woo! And there goes the president waving. And then here comes this guy.
President, I will die for him. I will die for that man happily. I will die for him. Anybody want to mess with him? You mess with me first.
Yeah.
He is a hero, that man.
He's a hero. God bless our president. I love President Trump. I cut that especially for you, Andy Montgomery.
Isn't that great? You know, if you ask me, it's the virus that needs to wear a mask. I mean, it was just amazing all weekend long. All the rallies, all the prayer rallies. I don't know if you saw the nationwide prayer rally that was on Facebook and on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course.
And then, did you see the bikers? Did you see the video of the bikers? The hundreds of bikers.
amazing. And bikers, and then we had the boats, and then we had people on Fifth Avenue in liberal New York City. You had all these Trump supporters in front of Trump Tower and showing their support there, which I think is absolutely amazing. And people, you know, you can't trust the polls, Andy, right? I mean, it was this time 4 years ago where they said that Trump was down double digits to Hillary. And from all the shouting and flags and boats and motorcycles and prayer vigils, I see something totally different. Do you?
Robin, I've said it from the beginning. I don't trust the polls. I mean, you can just look at the rallies. I mean, compare the two rallies. I mean, last night, there were bigger crowds in front of the hospital last night at midnight than Joe Biden has had in the last 2 weeks combined. I mean, the support is just unbelievable. And the support, you know, was big 4 years ago, but I think it's much, much bigger now. I really do.
I agree with you, sir. I'll tell you this. Today being, the 5th, we are 29 days out. We learned locally that the Shelby County Election Commission releasing the details on how the FedEx form here is going to serve as a site for counting absentee ballots. And they're going to have this system in place where they're going to have one Democrat and one Republican, like 100 teams of two, and they're going to go over the ballots, and there's going to be security cameras rolling. So, Andy, hopefully it's all going to be secure, and we'll have the outcome of a winner before Christmas Day.
Yeah, before Christmas Day. Well, I think that's great, Robin. I don't trust that entire process, and it's like the president said, absentee balloting is one thing because you have to request it. So there's a record of you requesting that ballot. But with this, I just don't trust it. I'm glad they're doing this. But how do we know that there's not going to be multiple ballots that they're getting? You know what I mean? Are they set up to detect multiple ballots? Because we've all seen the articles and everything. These issues, I mean, it's almost becoming a daily issue, you know?
I'll tell you, Andy Montgomery, I am skeptical of everyone. Everything, yeah. And everyone. I was just born this way. I think the whole thing could be complete chaos. Although, here's the although. If there's a record number of votes for the president and it's a clear victory, which, yeah, who knows, you know, people are sending me all these videos and you turn over the ballot and some say there's a little R or a D on it and they can see, yeah, it from the outside. Yeah. I don't know if that's fact or fiction, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very skeptical, though, of the whole process. But that's why I'm in the news business as a reporter. I like to ask questions and I question everything, Andy.
Yeah, I'm skeptical too. And especially when I see a new story every week about ballots being found in a dumpster by people that were not looking for them. They just happened to see something in a dumpster and go, oh, here's 100 ballots that were thrown in a dumpster.
Andy, all those military ballots that mysteriously always turn up in a duffel bag months later, we've seen that over the past years, right? Yeah. When it wasn't nearly as vicious.
You know what? If people feel elections aren't fair and they stop voting, we're in serious trouble. I mean, think about it. People have got to trust the elections and that they are fair.
Absolutely. Andy Montgomery, we so appreciate you. Longtime conservative voice here on the radio in Memphis. Andy, you have a terrific day. And hopefully we will have a winner before Christmas Eve. That's my hope.
Yeah. I'm starting on cup of coffee number two, and I'm going to have a great day. You do the same, and thanks for having me on, Robin.
Thanks a lot. We'll check in with you again next week, 7:43 here on the program. On the Mighty 990 Facebook page, we have close to 200 people who have liked so far this post about the president going out there and seeing the people. Tanya checking in with us. Yes, he is free to come and go as he wishes. It's America, not a communist country. Thank you, Tanya, for that. Florence checking in. He was in a car. His doctors would not have allowed it. He's the people's president. Trump 2020 with all these little American flag emojis. Thank you so much, Florence, for checking in. Richard checking in on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. They must have okayed it. His doctors were clearly in on that decision. 7:45 here on the show, and coming up, we have got the, let's see here, as my papers fall to the floor, Cameron Sexton, current Speaker of the House of Representatives, is going to be joining me live, 7:44 here on the show. Lou Dobbs is next. Stay tuned, everyone.
Coming up next on KWAM, today's Armstrong and Getty Show.
Every weekday from 8 to 10:45 right here on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Walmart pulling out of the UK grocery business. Mexican workers are pouring cash south of the border. Instagram turning 10 this week. Those stories next.
Look, it's a great question. And maybe you know the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. But does it work? That's what Catherine was wondering when her family of five made the switch. And then she was diagnosed with an advanced cancer.
Just the surgeon's bill was $100,000. The first call that I made to MediShare, I was prayed with and prayed for, and there were just no problems at all. I mean, we just have not had any problems.
So her need was met. And MediShare is a community of Christians who've now shared more than $4 billion of each other's health care bills. So many people are joining now wondering, why didn't we do this sooner? Catherine says her family has saved so much over the years.
The savings have been thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
So yes, it works. Find out how much you can save. It's easy. You can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number, 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE. 855-25-SHARE.
Well, its grocery business here in America has been a highlight of its growth throughout 2020. Walmart is about to exit the business in the United Kingdom. It's selling a majority stake in its grocery outlets. Discount chains like Aldi have been siphoning off business from Walmart's British operations. Mexican workers here in the United States are continuing to send huge sums of money, $4 billion almost in August alone, south of the border during the China virus pandemic. Payments from Mexican workers are draining cash out of our country and back into Mexico. 10 years ago tomorrow, a new photo-sharing app called Instagram was launched. Now, a decade later, more than 1 billion people use the app to build awareness and to share memes and photos with family and friends. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
As a black woman, I am offended that Steve Cohen supports tweets saying Tim Scott, a black man, might as well be white because he's educated and doesn't speak Ebonics. He disrespected our community by turning our House of Representatives into a chicken house with a chicken leg. He doesn't care about black people. He's a national embarrassment. We need Charlotte Bergman, whose grandson was murdered in Memphis, to represent us. She will fight for jobs and prosperity paid for by Battle for America Pact.
Listen in Tuesdays and Thursdays for tips like this to help you get started on your road to wellness.
Sleep deprivation causes problems with blood sugar control. It can lead to weight gain. It causes decrease in immune function, sets you up to have colds and the flu and have less response to vaccines.
I'm Bernadette Davis, and I've got the latest health and wellness information to help you live life well. Listen in at noon on AM 990, 107.9 FM, and streaming live on Mighty990.com.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation and those deployed on the front lines worldwide to ensure our freedom, let's join as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This salute courtesy of Brimhall Maintenance Services, specializing in all heating and air conditioning needs. They also service commercial refrigeration systems. Call 901-550-4845 for Brimhall Maintenance Services. On the air, saluting our troops.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile. And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House, where he can continue his treatment course.
That there is Dr. Brian Garibaldi, Johns Hopkins University Medical Center, saying that President Trump could be out of the hospital as early as this morning, Monday. We shall see as we wait for that. The president has been extremely busy this morning on Twitter talking about the election and the need to get out there to vote, of course. 7:49 here on Wake Up Memphis as we turn to the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line. And as promised, we have with us this morning Cameron Sexton, the current speaker of the House of Representatives here in Tennessee. Mr. Sexton, thank you so much for joining the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So great to have you. I have a little setup package here for you from our TV friends. I want to play it for the listeners, and then we'll have you react on the backside of it.
Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton wants to scale back this control for Shelby County and the five other independently run health departments. In a statement to Fox 13, Speaker Sexton said people and businesses are frustrated with the lack of communication from these unelected bureaucrats. Their restrictive policies only continue to hamper our statewide recovery efforts and cause further damage to the Tennessee business community. Director Haushalter says normally the role of the health department isn't visible, but COVID-19 changed all that. She says they're making decisions about health directives based on data in the same way they would for other outbreaks outside of a pandemic.
If public health does its job well, you really don't know that we exist in the community. We don't have big red fire engines. We don't have sirens on our vehicles. We don't even have uniforms. So you don't know that we're here, but you expect to have clean water. You expect to go into a restaurant and have healthy food. You expect to stay in a hotel and not become ill.
That is Kirsten Garris reporting there. Our thanks to Fox 13 Memphis for a portion of that report. Now, Mr. Sexton, your thoughts on that?
Hey, sorry, this is Cameron. Something happened.
You're back on the show, and we wanted you to react there to the package. Your thoughts, sir, on the Shelby County Health Department and where you're at on this issue?
Well, I didn't get to hear it. It went silent on me. But what I will say is our premise is that the health departments have too much autonomy. They have too much authority. And they're not communicating well. And we think that those decisions should be made in an advisory role with the local elected official, which is the highest one in the city or the county. And it's played out all across the state of Tennessee in all six independent health departments. There's been issues in all of them. We think they have too much authority, and that power should be vested with the local official.
Now, they came into having all this authority because of coronavirus, correct? It was never like that before?
Well, I mean, they do have some authority. The law allows them to have this much authority. We're still debating how much of a role executive orders played in that. But the law in the books during this type of pandemic gives them too much autonomy. And so we're going to have to go back and scale that back here if we don't do it before the end of the year, but at the very least beginning of next year.
And how much time do you have left in this legislative session? Do you think that you'll be able to get that done? I know that has been a big priority for you. And folks, by the way, if you're just joining us here at 7:53 in the morning, we are speaking with Cameron Sexton here, the current speaker of the House of Representatives here in Tennessee. Do you think that you can get it done with the tight timeline of the legislative session? Or it's a next year 2021 project for you?
Well, yeah, so we would have to go back into a special session, so I don't know how likely that is at this point. But we will definitely get it done early next year. You know, I think I've heard some reaction from the Memphis media, and of course they're a little upset because they don't want the people to be able to hold their elected officials accountable. This board's not held accountable. They're not duly elected. And there's a lot of frustration all across the state of Tennessee that these boards, for example, in Shelby County, they open bars and close playgrounds. In Knox County, They put more stringent requirements and restrictions on private schools than public schools. They're not communicating well with the local elected officials, and they're running this like they're almost a dictator. Listen to people, but they're imposing criminal penalties on people. And so it's just something that has run amok, and it's a mess, and we're going to have to dial it back because the General Assembly technically is the overseers of local government by constitution.
I agree with you on the point that they definitely, seem to have too much power. And I do have a problem with the fact that they're not duly elected. A lot of this seems kind of willy-nilly. You know, the restaurants, I'm hearing, we're going to be covering this tomorrow, that the restaurants here in Shelby, they might allow people to stay later than the current 10 o'clock where the restaurant closes, 10:30, you have to be out of there. Maybe they'll extend it till 11 or midnight. It feels kind of willy-nilly, does it not?
Well, they're all over the place, you know, and so they're doing more than just simply advising. And what I will say is when you look at our state's economy and how it's rebounding, and it's rebounding very well, the two biggest areas that are the slowest or the sixth biggest are where the independent health departments are. Davidson County is recovering the slowest of any Tennessee county. It's the slowest big city in America recovering. And the unemployment rate is still double digits when the rest of the state is down in the single digits. And so what you've seen is we can open cautiously and we can open securely and continue to do what we need to, but people need to go back to work. Businesses need to be able to reopen and kids need to be in school. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Cameron Sexton, current Speaker of the House of Representatives here in Tennessee. Your thoughts before I have to let you go, because we're up against the clock of the top of the hour, when you saw President Trump yesterday upright, speaking, doing videos, being treated for coronavirus, and then getting into the car, going out there to see the people. Your thoughts, sir, before I have to let you go.
Well, I'm happy that he's doing well and his staff is doing well and they're recovering. You know, what we have to keep in mind is people are going to test positive. But we have the medical technology now. We've caught up with the virus to get us through this time. The death rate has continued to decline and is leveled, even though the cases are going up. 99.9% of the people recover from this virus. We just have to remember that if you're a certain age or certain health conditions, you're at more risk than the other general population, and we can continue to take those precautions. And so I'm happy the president is feeling better, and hopefully he'll be back on the campaign trail in the next 2 weeks.
Well, thank you so much for that and your wishes for the president. And we will stay apprised of your agenda and have you back on. Cameron Sexton, thank you so much. Current Speaker of the House of Representatives here in Tennessee on a Monday. You have a great week, sir.
Thank you very much. We're coming to Memphis today, so go Tigers.
All right. It's fantastic. And speaking of the Tigers, Grace Baker, I know you watched the game. You were a little disappointed there. They lost by only 3 points.
Yeah, I watched the game Saturday. So actually in the first half, we were down almost 3 touchdowns and I kind of tuned out. I was just like, well, I think this is going to be a beating. It had looked like we were off for 3 weeks, which we were because of coronavirus. But then, you know, my brother runs up and tells me, he's like, Grace, they're only down 4 at halftime. And I'm like, what? What happened? Well, the Tigers came roaring back, pun not intended, and in the second half, they really pulled it together. They really looked like they wanted to be in the game, and unfortunately, it just came down to the final seconds when SMU kicked a field goal to win the game, but I was happy to see that at least they had their grit back, and they looked like they wanted to be in that ball game, and, you know, hopefully, they will carry that momentum into their next game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a world where you sometimes win and sometimes lose. I don't believe that everyone should get the trophy for all. You know, we learn from our losses, do we not, Miss Grace?
Oh, of course. And, you know, they paid the price for not playing well in the first half. Had they played the way they had played in the second half, if they had played the way that they played in the second half in the first half, getting tongue twisted there, that, you know, I think Memphis would have won the game, Robin.
And we have, thank you, Miss Grace. We have Cameron Sexton in town today. I know that you, Miss Grace Baker, as our ace reporter, will be following all of our coverage here on Wake Up Memphis. We are also standing by to see if President Trump is released from the hospital today or not at Walter Reed. That is a decision that the doctors are clearly going to make. And we'll have all the news nuggets for you tomorrow, local, national, everything you need to know to get your day started here. We've got Armstrong and Getty up next. And then we have Todd Starnes from 11 to 2, and he will be, of course, following everything having to do with our president, President Trump, and how he is recovering from the coronavirus, along with the First Lady, who remains this morning at the White House recovering her symptoms a lot less than the president. It is coming up on 8 o'clock here on the show. See you back here tomorrow morning, everybody. Have a great day. Stay safe.